From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Attorney General John Ashcroft was in New York today. He visited the wreckage of the World Trade Center, and he pledged $10 million in emergency assistance to help the city's police cope with last week's attacks. Many people in Manhattan were still talking today about President Bush's speech to the nation last night. NPR's Margo Adler has been out talking to New Yorkers to gauge their reaction.
A group of construction workers and carpenters congregate near a union local. Chino Rosa and Michael Bosquet have only praise for the president's speech.
I agree with everything he said, and I'm ready for it.
What do you think ready for it means?
Whatever the man says.
Well, I thought it was moving. I thought the president at this time, at this crisis, had to make a speech like that. He had no choice, regardless of if he was a peace lover, an anti-war type guy. He just had to make a move because the country's back is against the wall.
Two blocks from Ground Zero at Liberty and Nassau Streets, Joe Mignano, a lawyer, is walking to work. He works at 1 Chase Manhattan Plaza, a building that suddenly seems to be one of the tallest skyscrapers now that the Twin Towers are gone. From the corner of the building, the latticed steel structure that remains of the World Trade Center jut into the air, and there is still the smell of smoldering rubble. National Guard troops man barricades on almost every street, but most people, including Mignano, carry their face masks today. They no longer wear them. Mignano says he had a complex reaction to President Bush's speech.
While I was listening to it, I felt encouraged. It appeared to be very well thought out almost inspirational. He seemed very confident, as if he knew what he was doing and he would get it accomplished. But when I gave it some thought after the speech, I wondered whether it was a little bit too strong, too bellicose. And whatever we do, if it's not well targeted and precise, I'm worried that it will elicit retaliatory action, justified retaliatory action. So that's what I'm concerned about.
One block away, stores are open, although few step inside them. Joe Sanfilippo, who repairs air conditioners, says life is beginning to return to this neighborhood.
Still a little numb. I still don't believe it happened. Every time I look over there, I can't believe that the buildings are gone and the people.
Unlike Mignano, he finds himself reassured by the president's words.
What the president said was very inspiring, and I really think that we should go into Afghanistan and strategically take care of, not hurt the innocent people, but go in and take care of these people that did this to us.
Pace University is only blocks from Ground Zero. Classes open today for the first time. Joan Mock, an administrator, stood on the steps welcoming students. She has gone through a database of students and found almost all are alive.
One walked down 77 floors. One overslept, would have been on the 87th floor.
Several escaped from lower floors, and many came from the subways and tunnels covered with ash. For this woman, the president was better than she expected.
I go back a long way, so I remember times in the past when the country rallied round, and he did it last night, and I say it with tears in my eyes because I go back to remembering Pearl Harbor.
Further uptown at Grand Central Station, a wall of posters has appeared of the missing. Hundreds of pictures with candles and flowers on the floor below. People come by here before or after their morning and evening commutes. The pictures are the opposite of mugshots. Color and life thrusts out of them. One man grins as he cuts a Thanksgiving turkey, and a woman named Samantha Egan lies on her bed in jeans, her hands behind her head, smiling so infectiously it has made this woman, Grace Macaron, return and return to look.
I've passed Samantha's picture several times, and I have to say that I return to it every day. I pray for her, and I enjoy looking at her beautiful smile.
Monroe Lake works in telecommunications and is also staring at the pictures, which seem so like those of the disappeared in Chile and Argentina.
It sends a shiver down your spine to look at this. And you don't know, but you hope they're alive, but you suspect that everybody here is dead.
When asked what he thought of President Bush's speech, Lake responds this way.
I thought for Bush it was an eloquent speech. I thought that he was incapable of giving a speech like that. We are at war, and it's a different kind of war. And I think it's the medieval world against the modern world. And if we want to live in the modern world, we've got to respond as best we know how.
There are certain to be more reflective and more complex analyses of the president's speech as the days go by, but in this numbed city, it's perhaps notable that reflection exists at all. Margo Adler, NPR News, New York.